Hi, this is Made by Mommy, and today I'm going to teach you how to make this adorable ice cream sundae charm. To make this charm, you will need a rainbow loom or a crazy loom, wonder loom, bandaloom, any loom you have, because I'm going to set this up in the staggered configuration. You'll need your hook, and you'll need, if you want a cherry on top, 2 red rubber bands, 10 white rubber bands, 9 pink for strawberry ice cream, and then 26 rubber bands for whatever color you want the dish to be. I'm going to use black. To begin with, I have the arrow at top pointing towards me so that we can build the ice cream sundae from the top down. You want to place your 2 red rubber bands at one time on the first peg to the second peg, just like I've done in this chart. I'll have this chart available to print out at madebymommy.com. And now we're ready to add 2 white from that center peg on the diagonal down to the right, and from the center peg on the diagonal down to the left. Now 2 white at a time on the left, center, and right sides. And now our pink on the left, center, and right sides. And now we're going to switch colors 2 at a time again. The dish color for the left. In the center, pink, or whatever color you use to represent your ice cream. And then another black pair of rubber bands on the right side. For the next row, we have our rubber bands coming in to form the curved shape at the bottom of the dish. So starting from the left, to the center, the center, to the middle, and the center again, up to the right. Now these you're going to need to loop later, one at a time, so you want to make sure that they're not overlapping, that they're stacked neatly on top of each other. And then you can add 2 more black rubber bands going from that center peg straight down. And for the base of our dish, 2 black rubber bands from this bottom left peg up to the center, and from that center peg down to the right. And now we're ready to place cap bands. For these 2 bottom positions, we're going to take a single black rubber band and wrap it around 3 or 4 times. Whether you can do it 3 or 4 times depends on the brand of rubber band you're using. Some rubber bands are more stretchy. And even within brands, the rainbow loom rubber bands in particular, I notice if I'm using an opaque, I can wrap it more times than if I'm using one of these clear jellies. They just don't stretch as much. So this position now, you want to wrap around at least 3 times. And to extend out the sides of your dish so your ice cream doesn't spill, You want to take a single rubber band. Wrap it around your hook 3 times. Or more for those of you who are ambitious. Take 2 more rubber bands. Hook them on. Rotate around. And push those rubber bands to the center. When you have that set up, you can put that right where the top of the dish changes colors to the ice cream color. And we're going to repeat that on this side. So you take your single black band or whatever color your dish was, wrap it around 3 times. Take 2 more rubber bands. And slide that tripled over band to the center. Oop, I lost one. Try again. 1, 2, 3. There you go. Just like that. Sometimes it takes a few tries, and that's okay. There you go. As long as you get it in the end. You put that, again, where the top of the dish changes colors to the ice cream. And you just want to swing it around so that that tripled over band is to the outside. And we need to add just these bands across to keep the body together. We're going to take these, stretch, twist, and fold back over so that the single rubber band goes around twice. There you go. And that is all the rubber bands you'll need. Move these out of the way to try and help the camera stay focused. Got your hook. I'm ready to go. So you slide your hook in. Have the back pull against those cap bands so you can catch the 2 rubber bands underneath. And bring them up on the diagonal to the center. And you're going to do the same on the other side. On the diagonal to the center. And up the middle. Reaching in. Make sure you're underneath all of those bands to catch just the 2 that are going to go straight forward. And now we're going to get the rubber bands in order that they're stacked. First, I have the 2 that are going to the right. So taking those from here up to the right. Next, it's the 2 that go to the center. So I'm hooking just those 2. Bringing those forward, and then back in here to get those last 2 that go on the diagonal to the left. And now we can work straight up each 3 of these rows, just like we would for a triple single. Just want to make sure you get into the cap band to catch just those bottom 2 and go forward. This is another tricky spot because you have all those extra rubber bands for the side of the dish. So just make sure you look at it from the side so you know you're catching the right ones. and bring those forward. And we're going to leave the top to the end. Go back to the center. Keep moving all those straight ahead, just like you would for a triple single. And then here, catch just those bottom two. Bring them forward. Okay, and so now we've moved each three of those rows straight forward and we have just the top to work. We're going to take from the left to the center and the right to the center. And we are ready to loop those last two bands. Pull them forward and then catch those to take off the peg, and we're going to pull these two that were on the bottom through the center of the two that were on top and pull tight to form a knot. And we're ready to take our ice cream sundae off the loom. I like to loosen it from the bottom and from the top, so that there's not too much stress on any of these tight cap bands. I always do the sides before I do the middle. There you have it. A little bit of tugging to even out your bands. And I like to create a bigger cherry. That's why I put two here. So I take one of my rubber bands and just wrap it around the other a whole bunch of times to create that cherry at the bottom. Just pull, twist, and bring over. You just do that over and over again until your cherry is the size you like. Do one more. And then just slide it down so that it's all bunched together there. And then you have your cherry on top of your ice cream sundae. I hope you enjoyed making an ice cream sundae charm with me today. Those of you who have already subscribed to my email list knew that this charm was coming because I always tell my email subscribers first what charm is coming up next. The link to join my email mailing list is below in the description. But I'm going to give you today a special sneak preview to what my next two charms will be. I was inspired by my ice cream sundae, and so I created the root beer float, which will be up very soon, and the waitress uniform to match. And for those of you who are inspired to create more charms with me, the celebration collection is already posted, including your bottle, your party hat, and your glass. And we also have all sorts of other fun charms, of course, like the rubber duckling and the smiley face. So if you're looking for another project to do, I've got plenty of others to share with you. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe. That's the best way to let me know I should keep doing what I'm doing. Also, click like and comment to let me know what you want to see next, or at least next after the root beer float and the waitress uniform. Thanks again, and happy looming.